Okay, good morning, everybody. The 20th of the month of Av, 5780. It's the 10th of the month of August, 2020. So we're studying today the 95th Mizmor of Tehillim, which is very famous to us from the beginning of the Kabbalat Shabbat, the Chun Ranarad, the Nine Arilator Yishenu. Yesterday we talked a little bit about how that connects to the previous Mizmor, which is our Minhag on Wednesday morning. We say a little bit of Mizmor Tzadihei. So the first part of the Mizmor is all about Hashem's mastery over the entire earth, the entire world. Asher biyado mechkerei aretz v'tuafot harim lo, from the mountains to the depths of the earth, mechkerei aretz. So you have to dig down into the, literally the bowels of the earth. It's a beautiful turn of expression. Asher lo hayam v'uasao, mastery over the seas, v'yabeshet yadav yatzaru, God created the Yabasha as well. Bo nishtachavev nichra'a nivrecha lifnei Adonai Oseinu. So let us go and bow and prostrate ourselves and bless in front of the Creator who made all of us. Now, then the Mizmor takes a sharp pivot, a very sharp turn, and discusses the failure of the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar probably saw God's mastery over the universe in a way that was clearer and more definitive, more dispositive than any other generation. Yet they turned back from God on a number of occasions, beginning with Egel Azav and culminating with the Chet HaMiraglim. And the way that this is described here is very particular. Al takshu levavchem kemiriva. Notice the use of the term lev, more on that later. Do not harden your hearts like your ancestor did at Mei Mirivah, which of course caused the downfall of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that was the hallmark of that generation. They continued to test God. They had seen the work of my hand, and they should have known better. Arba'im shana akut vidor. Va'omar am to'eli vavhem. This is the diagnosis. Vehem lo yadu derachai. So they were, in a certain sense, you could describe them as to'im bamidbar, that they were lost in a physical sense. But Hashem says the real problem was am to'eli vavhem, that their hearts were astray. And this is exactly what the Torah itself says, that at the very end of that section of Parshat Shlach, of the Meraglim, Vayatur et Haaretz, Torah tells us, "V'lo tatur acharei levavchem ve'acharei einechem." It's not so much what your eyes see objectively, but "V'lo tatur acharei levavchem ve'acharei einechem." What's more important, what will make more of a difference in the end, is that the eyes are driven by the heart. "V'lo tatur acharei levavchem ve'acharei einechem." That the heart causes the eye to see what it perceives, either an optimistic point of view or a negative point of view. And the entire generation of the Dor HaMidbar was, and it's hard to blame them exactly, because they were clearly traumatized by their experience in Mitzrayim, but they were always just about a half step away from total panic. Zehayish Moshe Asher Lanu Me'eretz Yisrael Lo Yadanu Mehayalo. We have the same phenomenon when it comes to the Meraglim, where also there's this terrible sense of panic and fear that they that they're engulfed by, that they're ensnared by, that they're unable to extract themselves from, and they have the Leil Bechiya, Vayivkuam Balailahu, that they're going to be destroyed. Nashenu v'tapenu yu lavaz, Nitna Rosh v'nashuva Mitzrayma, this defeatism, this sense of despair and hopelessness, which is so characteristic of that door, of that generation, and so tragic, of course, when it comes to the Jewish people. So I think this is a very, very, very important phenomenon that the Mizmor is pointing out, that it was an Am To'eli Vavheim. What was missing was a sense of courage about their hearts, and that's a sense of defeatism and despondency, despair, really hindered their ability to imagine the redemption in the fullest sense. So I think this is captured actually very beautifully by a passage in the Gemara, in Agadata, in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Chet, that actually comments on a pasuk in this Mizmor. Ki hu Eloheinu v'anachnu amarito v'tzon yado. He is our God and we are his nation, his flock. Hayom im bikolo tishmau. So what does that last expression mean? Today, if you will only listen to his voice. So the Gemara recounts the story of the great Amora, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Eshkach le'Eliyahu. So he found Eliyahu Hanavi, Dehavu kaimi apischa demarasa. And Eliyahu Hanavi was literally standing by the kever of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. I guess it was Lag Baomer. Just kidding. Amalei emasasi Mashiach. So he asked Eliyahu Hanavi when Mashiach was going to come. Amalei zel shayle ledidei. So why don't you ask him? So Eliyahu says, don't ask me, right? It's true that the pasuk says, Hinei anochi sholeach lacham eis Eliyahu Hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem ha-gadol v'anora. But I'm not Mashiach, so well, what are you bothering me for? Go ask Mashiach himself. Problem is, where's Mashiach? I knew where he was. Maybe I know where he was when he was coming. The Gemara says, "V'heicha Yosef apischa dekarta umay simana Yosef ben Ani esov lecholaim v'chulan sharu v'asir bechad zimna yu shari chad v'asir chad." So Eliyahu Hanavi gives Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi an indication where Mashiach might be. That there's a siman that he gives him. He's between the poor people, which is really interesting, who are also sick, who are suffering from terrible choli, and all of them are being bandaged and changed in their bandages at one time. And he is, interesting description here, shari chad v'asir chad, releasing one bandage and sort of putting on a different bandage, which I think is a metaphor for this idea that he's sort of ready to come, shari chad, he's released from his bandages, but v'asir chad, and he's being bandaged at the same time. So he's both ready to come, but also being held back. So Azal Agabe, anyway, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi finds this figure, Mashiach. Samarle, the Ema Sasimar. He says, so when are you coming? Samarle, Hayom. He says, I happen to be coming today. Good thing you asked. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi thinks that he's being mocked. So Azal Agabe, Leo, Amarle, Mayomer Lecha. So Leo says, so what did he tell you? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the whole thing was a waste. Amarle, Shkor Kashaker B. He was mocking me, lied to me, Damarle. Hayom asina veloasa, and he's obviously not coming today. He didn't come today. Hayom im bekolo tishmo. You didn't understand what he said. He should have gone back to that pasuk in Tehillim Mizmor Tzadihei. Ki hu Eloheinu v'anachnu amari sovid son yado. Hayom, it'll happen today. Im bekolo tishmo. But you have to do your part. And that was, in essence, the failure of the generation that God took out of Egypt. In other words, they expected it Hayom, and if it didn't come Hayom, so then they like sort of like were totally deflated, but they just forgot that all they had to do was their part. Im gekolo tishmo. If God says, I want you to go into the land of Israel, I want you to follow me, follow the Anane Kavod, follow the Aron, which is trailblazing a path in front of you, so that should have been enough. But they, you know, when Vayaram ki voshesh Moshe laredet, whether it was in Moshe's delay, whether it was in the negative report, they could never sort of keep their eye on the prize. Hayomi v'kolo tishmo. So like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in this story is like demoralized so quickly. And Eliyahu tells him, how do you know it couldn't be today? Hayomi v'kolo tishmo. The Medrash comments also on this clause. Yalkut Shimon, he quotes it, that if the Jewish people would do tshuva for one day, if they would believe in the power of redemption, then Ben David ba, Miyad Ben David ba, Shenemar Hayom, it will happen today, Im Bikolo Tishmo. So the point is, you know, it's like Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's the worst thing, is a person who's overtaken by fear and despondency, so they lose the capacity to hope for redemption, and then that becomes its own self-fulfilling prophecy. So, Arba'im Shana Akut Bedor, that generation which really typified it, Am To'eli Vavheim, what was missing more than anything else was a certain courage, a certain fortitude of spirit, of heart. Veheim lo yadu derachai, and therefore they did not know my ways. Asher nishbati v'api. Tragically, Hashem took the Shua, right? V'chol menatzai lo yeruha, they will not see my land. Im yivo'un El Menuchati, they will not come to my Menucha, Kilovata Merachta, El Menucha Vel Anachala, they will not come to the land of Israel. According to some, even the Olam Haba was closed off to them because of this failure of the spirit. Mikla Lav Atashomeahain, we can infer what's incumbent upon us is to always be of good courage, to be of good heart, to be of good spirit, even under these challenging circumstances in which we continue to find ourselves, and we will for some time. To always be of good courage, of good heart, of good spirit, and in that way, and through that attitude, to be able to merit, Hayom, im bekolo tishmau, the fullest redemption.